see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Oh, baby, 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 baby. We are back with another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Oh, tour dates? Is that what you want right out of the gate? Perfect. Well, guess what? This weekend, Hinton, sold out. Wouldn't try coming to that one. Sold out. March 18th, Edson's. Tickets still available for that. March 26th, we are in Edmonton, Alberta. Back at the Comic Strip in the West Edmonton Mall. And then we head out to Vancouver, BC, you say, Saya. April 2nd. And after that, we are spending the month of April in Ontario. So if you're looking for tickets to those shows, head to dangercatchshop.com. There's plenty of dates. It would take me a minute to read through all of them. Just if you are in the southern region of Ontario and you listen to this podcast, we're coming, baby. Hot, horny, and ready. Ugh. God, why do I do this to myself, you know? Why do I fucking put myself through so this pain? Ah, because I love it. That's why. I love waking up in the morning, knocking the shit out of my eye, and talking some jazz to the fine folks out there. That's living, baby. Somebody asked me the other day, Uncle Hack, do you miss the pipeline? Do I miss the pipeline? Come on. Yeah. While I'm living my dream, right? I am living my dream. And all I can think about is like, I can't wait to go back to that nightmare. Ugh, God. That's the thing. Here's the thing is, once you realize that your dreams may not be obtainable, you just lowered your standards. That's all it is. Okay, we'll get philosophical here for a second. That's what the oil patch is. It's a field of broken dreams, you know? Young men who aspired to be athletes, possibly head out and play junior hockey, football, could be sports related, or they had a hobby that they thought that, I'll just go work up north. Then you get stuck in a fucking trap, right? You just get stuck. Those hobbies fall off to the side. You know, you had dreams when you were a kid. Everybody had a fucking dream in their head as a child. And then as the world tore you down strip by strip, right? You got a little older. One of my buddies is like, I want to be a fucking, like a radio. I love music. I'd love to be a radio DJ. And his dream got ripped right out of his chest. Actually, I'll quit lying. For old school fans of the show, it was Hooven, my cousin. And he wanted to be a radio DJ. And why? You know, just why? Who cares? Who cares? Why? That's all he wanted. He wanted to do that. He loves music. That's his, passion. Every time I'm over there, he's always showing me new musicians. He's up to speed on so many different genres. And I'm not talking, like, this shitty pop music, beat-generated bullshit. No, he listens to, like, artists that learn an instrument and learn the craft and perform, like, original music that isn't computer-generated. We're talking, like, human beings that have a skill and a talent. And he's always showing me these new fucking musicians all the time. And they're great. I'm not even a country music fan, but he finds these guys that are just like, fucking, hey, that slaps. I listen to that shit. I don't even let, and I'm being honest. I don't necessarily like the same music as him, but he always seems to dig up these musicians that are just fucking phenomenal. They're wonderful at what they do, you know? And that dream gets ripped out of his fucking chest, right out of his skull, out of his mind, because some adult who fucking couldn't manage to just put their ego aside, put their life experience to the side and be like, you know what? Fucking go for it. No. Well, why would you want to do that? It doesn't make that much money. Why? You know, I do. Now, this is where I contradict myself a little bit. What I like about the oil patch, okay, or these blue collar jobs that pay an extreme amount of money for a skill set to young people. All right. Maybe it's not even a skill set when there's a boom happening and you're willing to just like trade your time on Earth to go to a location that you would rather fucking suck start a shotgun than to go back there and spend another 30 days. But you just bury those emotions and just whatever. They're going to pay me 10 grand for 2 weeks of work. Well, might as well just suck it up. You know, you trade that and you sign a deal with the devil when you do that. Right. And you're exchanging time and I get it. You know, money is what makes this fucking thing go around. Apparently, you know, that's what makes a Western civilization strong is by having the made up currencies that were invented fucking by some human skull just to suppress everything that we like truly desire. Right. We're blinded by material things. And I know I'm starting to sound like a fucking commie lately, but maybe this is age. Maybe I'm just like trying to speak to some fucking people here that coming up to me and telling me that your fucking sweatshirt is Gucci. Who gives a shit? I could give a fuck. Materials and all that stuff. Do you do anything cool? Nobody does anything fucking cool anymore. That's what drives me nuts. Oh, I got this watch, bro. I got this watch. I don't give a fuck. Tell me a fucking story where you went somewhere and did something like amazing, not even amazing, remotely cool. Something that would pique my interest that doesn't involve a fuck story. You know, I fucked this chick, bro. I don't care. Okay? I love me a good fuck story, but when it's like a good fuck story with the boys is self-deprecating. That's those are the only ones. I don't want to hear about your wins. It's the losses I want to hear about. You know, oh, fuck, I busted in 3 minutes. She's yelling at me. I want to hear that. Oh, bro, this fucking 10, bro. Ugh. And that's what I mean. Like, our fucking dreams get stolen from us. And when I got asked that question, it infuriated me. Because it's like, yeah, no. Why would I want to be doing this? Why wouldn't I want to be around miserable men that gave up on themselves? You know, I get it. Maybe some guys are like, I want to weld. Hey, power to you. You're doing it. If that was your dream, you made it. But I'm just saying, man, what the fuck? Why is it every time somebody's doing something rad, there's always a retard in the court? Well, are you making decent money? I don't give a fuck about, if I gave a fuck about the money, do you think I would do this? Do you think I would come on YouTube and do this podcast for what, 1,500 fucking views a week? No, I like what I'm doing, man. I truly do. I finally sat down and there was a showcase set I had to film and I sat down and I watched it. I'm not one to sit down and watch my own shit and I probably should do it more. I just find it like I do it alone. I don't like to watch it with other people because it's weird to me. It feels like forced. Hey, you want to watch my set? No, I don't. I don't even want to watch other people's shit. If it comes up in my feed, I'll give it a view in my own humble abode. But apart from that, I don't want to sit through a 7-minute fucking video. Nothing annoys me more than when somebody's like, hey, do you want to see this video I made? No, I don't. Talk to me. I don't want to sit here like two fucking losers in public looking at your phone. And I got to sit through a 7-minute video. 7 minutes? Get to the meat and potatoes. Let's go. Let's go. But that's what I'm really trying to say is like, I get it. Shit happens in life. Maybe you have a kid, you know, you get married, you went and bought a house young and now your house broke and you're fucking trying to make ends meet. You financed every fucking thing that's sitting in your garage, even though you're away for 9 months of the year. And when you are home, you could give a fuck to look at any of it or even go and fuck around with any of the stuff that you work so goddamn hard for. That's what I mean with these material things. with materials and bullshit that they that the these corporations and shit put in front of your eyes. It's like dangling fucking glitter and telling you it's gold. Hey, know what you need is a brand new side-by-side. What's wrong with the old one? Were you not having fun with the old... Well, it's not fast enough. Ah, right, because a fast side-by-side is going to get you pussy. All right, the fastest side-by-side is going to make your friends jealous of you. Right. Instead of enjoying the time with your buddies and drinking beers by a campfire in the mountains, in the wilderness, and soaking that in and having a manly experience with other individuals that enjoy the same hobby of you as you do. No. Why do that? Right? When you can go... When you can go and put more time into a job that makes you want to fucking put a pistol to your temple so you can have a faster side-by-side and have a cock off in the middle of fucking nowhere. That's what I don't get about people at times. And like, I should speak like this more often, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it makes me look dumber, you know? Maybe it makes me look like a fucking bigger moron because I spent so much time in the past just like... Or I devoted, I guess, so much time in the past to just like what I thought was funny on the internet. Now I don't care about my image to anybody, for those wondering. But now it's like, oh, there's that fucking redneck piece of shit, racist cocksucker motherfucker. I believe in speech. That's what I like. I like when people have a sack of nuts and will just say what's on their fucking mind. I'm so tired of the other horse shit, you know? That's what I care about. That's what I like, stand-up. That's why I like it. It's because you can craft something. It's a skill, you know? You take your words and you mold them into something that fucking, boom, it hits. And when you get that, it's like, the only way I can describe it for me is through sports. There's moments, maybe if you played sports or even motorsports, whatever, there's something that distinctly sticks out in your mind where you're like, fuck yeah, I was on that day, my whatever it could be. It could be involving the arts, music, whatever it could be. But for me, it's sports. And those moments are like, you know, where it's those make or break situations, right? Like in hockey, you get a breakaway. This goal would be the one to put you ahead, right? You go bar down and it looks fucking, oh, it's a chef's kiss of a fucking Geno. Or like from mixed martial arts, it's you're on. Like my last fight ever. I don't know what it was, but after losing previously in like a fucking minute, I get choked out in under a minute. And then I was like, I just devoted time and I was like, I can't go out like this. That would fucking devastate me, leaving, like, just walking away from mixed martial arts. And keep in mind, I fought regional. I'm not sitting here being like, listen, I was on my way. I was nowhere near on my way to the UFC or any of that, or even being remotely close to the position that Tanner was in while I took that fight. Okay, Tanner was the heavyweight champ at Unified, then went on to fight overseas in ACB and other organizations, and now he's in the UFC, okay? I just liked the sport and I wanted to try it. But after that loss, I thought to myself, I can't leave like this. I cannot leave like this. This would devastate me. And I went, devoted my time, trained my ass off, was in the best shape of my fucking life, and put on a clinic in my mind. I got tagged a few times, but I ended up with a head kick knockout in the second round, and it was walk-off. I didn't even have to, like, boom, head kick, KO, done. And no follow-up, just walk-off, head kick knockout. And it was... that moment right there. And that to me is like stand up now on a grander scale of like writing and going out and making a crowd of people laugh with the shit you say is amazing to me. And I have a wonderful time doing it. So there's no amount of currency you could put in front of my eyes to make me walk away from this. That's what I'm saying. So when I get asked the question, hey, do you miss the pipeline? No. That's what irritates me, is we've given up on ourselves as men. And you can see it everywhere you go. How many fucking guys do you see in public that are looking at the ground while they walk? Nobody has a spine no more. Nobody stands up and puts their shoulders back and looks forward while they're walking. You know, everybody's hunched over, just kind of no eye contact, no nothing. Psychopaths are making eye contact with you in the street. Crackheads are. They're staring at you like, you got a dollar, you got a dollar. You know what I mean? Everybody else in the population. And I'm not saying everybody, but I mean a good portion. You know, the decision makers, the ones, the bankers, the politicians. Nobody walks with a fucking behind them, you know? That's what annoys me. So when I hear this shit on top of the, do you miss the pipeline and aren't you scared of what you say is going to get you in trouble? I want it to get me in trouble. That's the thing. And I'm not doing it deliberately. I'm not trying to be, you know, Johnny fucking Edgelord, but it is fun to do that. It's fun to shake the fucking cage, isn't it? It's fun to shake the fucking cage. You know what I mean? We've all done that when we were kids. The neighbor's dog is next door and you go kick the fence just to be like, fuck you. You bark at me every time I'm walking by this piece of shit house. Your stupid fucking dog barking at me and you had a day. And you go shake the fucking fence. Fuck you. And you say that right to that dumbass dog's face. And you wish you could just punch it right in the head. But you don't. So that's animal abuse, brother. Well, that's what I'm saying. Chase something. Have a sack. That's why, like, all these fucking videos where these people are going off about, wow, fucking, I need a man that's 6'4", makes 300 grand. Shut the fuck up. Quit paying attention to those stupid bitches anyways. The internet is like fogged our mind as if it's just women like that. The reason women like that are on those shows is because they get the viral clips that they're getting. And then now we, as men, we're dumb, right? We're dumb. We're idiots. We believe every bitch is like that. And yes, I imagine that we have bumped across a few psychopaths or some fucking some women that just do not take any accountability whatsoever. But those women that do are accountable on their actions. They can speak about their emotions without being triggered. You know that word, triggered, and getting upset at every little fucking thing you do. Those women aren't sitting on a fucking panel with a bunch of other dumb bitches talking about, well, I can be a whore if I want. No, those ladies are barely on fucking social media. You got to get out there and meet people. Quit fucking staring in this goddamn phone and thinking it like something good's going to come out of that. Nothing good comes out of these fucking things. Your cell phone, dude, like these cell phones have a stranglehold on our minds and we walk around with just anger and hatred. Rightfully so, because that's what they perpetuate in your feed. I'm going off today. I don't know why. We're off the record. I have some articles that we're going to touch on, of course. But I just had to get this off my chest. I heard that yesterday, and I got asked that question. And I was like, this one's going in the pod. We're going off. We're speaking our mind a little bit. I'm tired of... I'm fucking, fellas, I'm just a little upsetty spaghetti, that's all. I understand, yes, if you meet me in person, you'll understand that I am a little more reserved, and I'm not going to be yelling in your face like I am this microphone, because, well, the thousands of people that are in here applauding me, thank you, they know to sit in here, shut the fuck up, and just listen to the show, right? I don't have to converse with them, I'm conversing with you and them. At the same time, but I got to think forward. But fellas, let's get our shit together. Why don't we? You know, nobody's coming to save us. No politician puts on his tie in the morning and is thinking about you. No businessman wakes up at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m., whatever fucking time that all these Instagram accounts are telling you, you got to get up at 5:30 because that's the ass crack of dawn and that's when you get the most business done right then and there, because the time zones across the world all line up at one specific time and you can make a lot of money. I'm not talking about that. Fuck all that. I'm just saying, what happened to us, fellas? Women used to like look at dude, like you want a strong man. And I believe that women are out there that still do want a strong man. It's just like those women that are sitting on the internet all day clearly don't have like anything else going on, I guess. I don't know what the fucking whole, I can sit here and make up as much shit as the rest of the fucking Matrix does. Isn't that what we're calling it now? The Matrix? But I don't. I do. I'm just like, I'm part of the problem. I'm part of the perpetuating problem of fucking anger. But I think my anger comes from a different place. It's like I'm annoyed by all of this that's taking place in front of us. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com for all your tickets and merch needs. For merch, use the promo code PODCAST69. Get 15% off your order. And other than that, all tickets and Ontario dates are live on DangerCatShop.com. Click the link right there and it'll take you to all our show dates all across Ontario. We will be in that province all of April, so you can come check us out there. That's DangerCatShop.com. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. Head on over there for an extra episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. There's a new one waiting for you, and this episode that you're listening to right now, you get 48 hours earlier than everybody else in audio form. Now, what else do you get? You get Danger Cat's Roast Battles. All the hardcore bullshit that we do right there for you, for your viewing pleasure, right in front of your eyes. Very beautiful. Another podcast. We say slurs on there. Just letting you know, huh? That's a selling feature, isn't it? All for the cost of a beer a day. Isn't that beer a day? All for the cost of a beer a month. My apologies. One beer a month at the bar and you get extra episodes of the Uncle Hack Podcast. And we appreciate you. Anyways, back to the episode. So it gets difficult. It gets difficult to navigate these waters. Everything that I love to do involves everything that I hate. So it's a double-edged sword. You feel what I'm saying? You know? Maybe you're in a situation like that. But that's the life we live, brothers. All I'm saying, though, fellas, like, if you need change, get it done. That's all I'm saying. If you need a little change in your life, get it done. There's nothing wrong with taking a leap. You think this shit was easy? Man, if I sat here and explained everything that I've been through in the past 5 years, I think, respectively, I say this, but I think about 30 to 40% of fucking people would have killed themselves by now. Just the ups and downs of this, the emotional highs and the emotional lows that come with it. And the things, and I'm not gonna, I don't need to be airing my dirty laundry on a fucking podcast because it's just, I don't know. To me, that's just not what men do. You know, I'll talk with people about it. I've only talked about it once on one podcast and that's it. I'll never do it again. But, and it wasn't even mine. So I'm not even gonna, if you find it, you find it. If not, whatever. But, where was I going with this? Fuck! But I'm just like, I get frustrated with a lot that's happening. And maybe it's the change that's taking place in the world around me. And I'm stuck inside this mind of like old school masculinity where we put our chest out and we talk with like with some bass in our voice, you know, like it comes from a, you know, you don't have to suppress emotion. You know, ooh, well, women don't like it when you cry. Well, yeah, when you're crying on fucking TikTok, yeah, no shit. But you're not going to tell me that no man hasn't broke down in front of his old lady. It's how you bounce back. It's okay to fucking shed a tear or two. It's how you bounce back, boys. And if that bitch can't handle you, what do they always say? If you can't handle me at my low, you ain't getting me at my high. Same fucking rules apply. Pack your bags, you know? Get the fuck up. You're fucking out of here. But I don't know what it is when I get asked that question. Do you miss the past? I don't. There's a reason it's in the past, you know? That's the thing is like we as gentlemen, we like something that's just straightforward. And when there's zigzags in our path, it can be confusing. It can fuck us up a little bit. But you gotta, you know, you're still, if there, even if there's a zig and a zag, as long as that fucker's moving forward, who gives a shit? Stop letting these other cocksuckers judge what the fuck you're up to, you know? I think that has a lot to do with it, is our ego inside of us won't allow us to make mistakes on any level, right? No matter how many eyeballs are on you, we hate making mistakes, but it's okay to make mistakes, boys. This is a heavy fucking, this is heavy shit. I don't know why I'm speaking like this lately. Well, probably because something's going wrong in your life. Actually, I couldn't be better. I'm seeing things and I get asked things and now I think about them more. And I don't know if that's me leveling up or just stewing on these things. And I have more time to just sit and ponder on these questions I get asked, where before it was just go, 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 right? And I didn't take time to think about these things. And when I hear that, when I always hear, do you miss the past? That's what I hear when I, don't you miss the pipeline? No, fuck no. Fuck no. I miss some of the people. Don't kid yourself. I miss it. Do I miss the, no. I just, like, I have a problem with authority. I have a problem with, you know, people that are in positions just based on the fact that they put more time into a place than you do, rather than somebody that truly understands, like, the work, the spec of the job. But it's just like, this guy, he's just been around forever, so we put him in a position of power, and now he feels like he is ruling a kingdom, you know? I cannot stand people like that. I believe in like working together rather than working for somebody. And I understand how a business works. You got like, but we all have the same job at the end of the day, is completing tasks with one another. Now does the business owner deserve to be paid more? Rightfully so. I mean, he's taking the risk by putting his money into a business and hiring people and just, you know, doing what's necessary to fucking make ends meet. So whatever. I don't know why I'm on this tangent. We'll get the fuck off it. But those are just, and that's, these are just little things that drive me up the wall. And another thing that's driving me up the wall, here's a fun one. British Columbia is back and they're making some waves. New legislation will reduce barriers for people, because this is a huge problem in British Columbia right now. No other problems exist in this province, okay? British Columbia will be the first province in Canada to systemically amend provincial laws to remove outdated gendered and binary language, better reflecting the diversity of the province and ensuring everyone can access provincial government or provincial programs and services. Brenda Bailey, Minister of Jobs, Economic Development and Innovation, has introduced a new modernizing legislation to correct outdated language by amending more than 2,300 instances of outdated gendered and binary terms from 21 ministries across 210 provincial statutes. Oh my God. All right, we'll read her quote and then we're going in on this. Words have a powerful effect, whether written or spoken, and all British Columbians deserve to see themselves reflected in BC's program and services, said Bailey. We know that outdated language across government can exclude thousands of people. That's why taking action to replace these words with diversity, equity, and inclusion at the top of our minds. Oh, wow. I almost feel as if there possibly could be a bigger problem in the province of British Columbia. I can't quite put my finger on. Now, she says thousands of people, okay, are excluded from the language barrier that exists in British Columbia, correct? Is that what I, yep, there it is. Okay, in instances where thousands of people are excluded. It's right there. We can see it, right? And Brenda Bailey, the Minister of Jobs, Economic Development, and Innovation, says this. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. I wish I just knew what the problem was out in Vancouver, East Hastings Street. Is that why all those people are sleeping on tents? Is they're excluded from society because nobody understands what their pronouns are? They're out there tweaking in the middle of this. Is that what that causes? Jesus Christ. Here I've been a confused individual all this time. I thought it was heroin, but it's just like they didn't get the he, him. It was, I got the he in it. Their pronouns are he, heroin. Heroin. My God. Is this what we're coming to? Is this what the world is coming? You know what? You can shoot dope up in the middle of fucking whatever, wherever you want. In Westminster, shoot dope up in the middle of the street. Nobody cares, but hey, I swear to God, you misgender somebody. It's a public lashing. You know, like this outdated bullshit that's taking place. The Minister of Jobs, Jesus Christ, Economic Development, right? Yes. Ah, yes, economic development, also a strong stance to take out there in British Columbia as the housing crisis is, you know, or I guess the housing market is skyrocketing. People are being priced out of homes. They can no longer rent out there. $3 billion a month just to rent a one-bedroom apartment. But thank God, non-binary individuals are going to be recognized out there. They can't afford bananas out there. Barely make rent. Got to work 9 jobs. And how they juggle that is beyond me. Nobody knows. But beyond that, the economic development that is taking place in British Columbia is set aside because language is important inside of legislation. God almighty. See, this is like this new modern world that we are trying to create through this happy horseshit. That's all this is. This is smearing horseshit on the Mona Lisa and saying it's art at this point. That's what we're doing with all this dumb shit. Governments, you know, then we're not attacking the true problems that exist in society and across Canada. No. We need to include the mentally ill that just like can't handle a fucking pronoun, right? And I know the other argument, well, how hard is it to fucking get a pronoun right? Well, it's just like in some cases, and I'm not saying all, those pronouns change day to day or maybe within the hour, and it's gender fluidity and now all this other horse shit that's stacked on top of it, and we got to worry about that, okay? So we're over here, we're looking. Right now, we're looking at a car crash, right? We're looking at two vehicles just hit one another in the street. But meanwhile, 9/11 is taking place but over our shoulder. And we're being like, that is bad. That is bad. 9/11 over the shoulder, 2 towers down, planes, boom. And you know, millions of, well, hold on. Let me get this right. No, okay, maybe we won't go there. We won't go conspiracy theory today. All right, fine, fuck it. You know, all the demolition explosives that were inside those towers that boom, 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 took every floor out, that's taking place over our left shoulder, right? That's going on right here. Meanwhile, we're looking at the car crash and being like, fuck me. They can't get pronouns right. And over here, right, the Twin Towers going down, and that's homelessness, drug addiction, rising costs that are taking place. There is rent that is skyrocketing. You're unable to, you can't buy a house because who has fucking money for a down payment, right? You can't own your own property. You can barely afford a fucking car. But you got to take the transit system, which is filled with those people that we listed at the beginning, and schizophrenics, drug addicts who are down on their luck and look at you as a mark. So you get robbed every day. You got to put your money in your socks like it's like a high school bully fucking coming to shake you for lunch money. You're reliving that trauma, right? Is that what we're calling it? Trauma? You're reliving your trauma from the past, but now the bully is scarier because they're mentally fucking ill. And they'll just stab you on an LRT station. And we are a weak society these days, and we don't like confrontation because when you get involved, right? If you get involved, then you get charged and you go to jail as well. So you just let somebody murder somebody on the LRT system. But the car crash, you can tell that that's a they, them. I can't believe that. Oh my God. The passenger got stabbed. Oh, boo hoo. Fucking, do you see what's going on here? The House of Commons is not, the legislation out in British Columbia is not recognizing the proper pronouns of individuals that barely contribute to society at times, other than bring their minuscule problems, other than the twin towers falling down over there. And like when we say it's a car crash, I'm not saying it's a Lamborghini hitting a fucking Porsche. No, this is a 98 Tercel and a fucking 84 hatchback smashing into one another. It's like not even like you wouldn't stop and be like, damn, insurance is going to get them. You're just like, fucking, what the hell's going on in here? And if anything, well, on the plus side, the dent on your driver's side where you didn't get hit, it popped out. You're trying to find positives over here. Meanwhile, the world's burning over there. I don't get it. Oh, and then add fuel to the fire. British Columbia now is legalizing hard drugs. I can't see a problem with that. Hey, might as well monetize the problem. I will give them props there. Why fucking let other people get rich when the whole issue, a lot of the issues that we talked about previously while making the Twin Tower comparison probably revolve around drugs. So why not make a little cash off of it? That makes sense. But they care about you because they want to change the pronouns. That's why they care about you. But we're going to sprinkle in our government cocaine that you can buy legally, right? Because before it was illegal. But once we sell it, once we put the government of Canada stamp on it and we sell it, now it's okay. Now it's A-okay. Don't worry about it. You know, back in the day, you met a drug dealer behind 7-Eleven just to get some fucking, you know, sometimes good weed. But now you get the government weed and it's still sometimes good weed. Ay, ay, ay. It's a fucking racket. Is what it is. The mafia, the fucking mafia of New York, when they were running, they had more. What's the word I'm looking for? They had their morals sat like better than what the current Canadian government. You know, I would much rather, you know, if there was a problem that they just solved it with violence, because you could respond with violence. You can't respond to the government with violence because then they have the upper hand. They got the bigger gang. You're fighting a war you'll never win. And until then, until this all just collapses, right? Until it all collapses and the rich go in bunkers while we riot and pillage and rape and murder one another in the streets and that all calms down and they're in underground bunkers just waiting for it all to settle down. They'll watch us like, that's what I believe is going to happen. Something's going to collapse. Like we're seeing it with the banks down there, the FTX and now the Silicon Valley Bank. How many more financial institutions are going to crumble beneath us, right? Before we take to the streets. Canadians, it's going to take a while, you know? It took us 2 years to fucking be like, fuck you, I'm going to Ottawa, you know? And it took truckers, okay? So until it affects blue-collar workers in this country, they're going to be A-okay. And I can see why they're putting bans on fucking guns and want to get them out of the hands, because who usually is purchasing hunting rifles. And I'm not saying every guy that works a blue collar job, but I say majority of men that work blue collar jobs do have their firearms license here in Canada. So while we can't have them, we've seen what they're capable of doing. They're capable of parking trucks outside of Parliament Hill and having a goddamn chili cook-off, disrupting the whole country. They block two borders. You understand that? Out of the, 170? I think there's 170 in Canada of border crossings. They blocked two of them. It was a catastrophe. The whole economic state of Canada came to a halt because nobody could cross at any other entry points. We're retarded up here, is what I'm trying to get at. But thank God the language is changing. Thank fucking God. We collectively, now when I say we, I mean politicians, because that's what I am today, can sit in a room and pinpoint the problem of why British Columbia is in the state that it's in is because pronouns are not being recognized. Fist my ass and call me Susan. I'm glad we got to the fucking bottom of it today. There was one more. There was a tweet. And I just pulled up the official statement from the government of BC's website. But there was a... Oh, no, we don't want that. This is good. This is good. Here we go. Now the video, hold on. I could not believe my fucking eyes. There's no sound to this, so I'll read this out. The first slide, let's see it. Modernizing language in government, why gender-neutral language is important. Now our next slide, let's move it on over. Here we go. Gender-neutral language. Gendered language is words or phrases that have a bias towards a particular gender or sex, like fireman or actress. Gender-neutral language is not new. Adding new words and meanings are part of how language evolves. Oh my God. I hate the fact that I'm reading this, by the way. I'm not enjoying myself, if that helps you. Words are powerful. It's important everybody feels included when accessing government services in BC. The language government uses should be updated to better reflect the diversity of our province. Right. So it's you're no longer a homeless man or woman, you're a homeless person. You're housing deficient. You know, we're putting fucking powdered sugar on dog shit. That's what we're doing. We're making it sweet and savory, delicious, for when they shovel it down your fucking throat, you can enjoy it at least. That's good. I like that. I like my dog shit with powdered sugar on it. Thank you, British Columbia. God forbid, you're no longer a drug addict. You're just a substance user, okay? Because drugs, you know, there's a negative connotation attached to it. Because, you know, when the government sells you drugs, it's a prescription. It's legal. It's good. But if you buy drugs off of somebody who doesn't have a doctorate degree, now that's illegal. We don't need that. That's why we're taking cocaine into our own hands, because then it's safer that way. Do you want your coke cut by some guy in Colombia in the middle of the fucking jungle? No. You don't want that. You don't want that at all. Because by the time it passes a few hands, it probably has some fentanyl in it. And la, 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 la. No. This government cocaine is going to be like diet cocaine. So that way you can do more and still eat on it. It'll be good, pure, great cocaine. The heroin. Wait till you get your hands on some government heroin. Anything these cocksuckers cannot tax or sell you, illegal. But the moment, you know, you make your own moonshine. Well, what are you doing out here, buddy? You can't be making your own hooch. You can't be making your own hooch. Why the hell? We got to tax the hell out of you. That's why the price of liquor went up. We got to make some money. We're trying to drive you further into the fucking ground. Everybody that's got a substance addiction, we got to make a little scratch off it. How else are we going to fix the fucking roads? God almighty. Once we used thee and now and thou, now we say you, thou shall shut the fuck up. What a way to make a comparison. We once sat there as the mistress of the queen. Thou shall not covet thy neighbor's wife. You imagine, I wish we still kind of talk like that. That'd be kind of fun. Let's bring that back. Oh, right. We don't like history. History is too scary. We need to rip down the statues because thou statue perpetuates racism and violence all across the land. We must get rid of it immediately and replace you with Z and Zer and Zim, Zim, Zalabim, casting spell. I want to sound like when I address somebody, it sounds like I'm casting a spell at Hogwarts. Even though my hog already has warts. Oh, God. Instead of sister and brother, baby, boo, we can use sibling. My sibling. God almighty. What else you got for me? What else do you got for me? These are small changes. These small changes can have a big impact so everybody feels included in British Columbia. Fucking fist me. Fucking fist me. God almighty. I was having a good day. Why did I do this to myself? Why? Why, Brendan? Why did you think that this was a good topic for the... Now I'm irritated. You know, I'm more irritated than I was with the... Hey, do you miss the pipe? And now I read that and I went deeper into it. I seen it and I was like, you know what? We're going to save this for a good riff on the podcast. Made me laugh. Now I'm heated. I'm peaking the mic levels on this. I'm seeing fucking red lines. Fuck me. It was easier when I was like a partial drug addict and just like went on and did stupid video. You know what I mean? Like just stupid fucking videos. It was better like that. Oh yeah, fucked her. Oh my fuck. I should have just stuck with that. At the end of the day, you know, maybe I will admit, I don't fully understand how our governing bodies work to like every degree. And it's smoke and mirrors. You know, well, that's not how government works. Yeah, but they don't follow the fucking rules either. So what's the point of learning the rules if they don't follow them either? I just see things and I think to myself, what the fuck is the point of that? You know, like something like that. We need to change the language. Yes, because that is the first fucking problem. When I see Vancouver, right? When I see the things in the news stories that are taking place in Vancouver, the first thing I think to myself is like, Jesus Christ, no shit, the place is falling apart. You can't go into a Starbucks without being fucking, you know, hit with a, like the pronouns aren't lining up to my specific degree. When the government addresses the people, They don't have like just gender neutral language so I can feel included. Meanwhile, I'm dodging fucking syringes as addicts are throwing them at me like I'm a goddamn walking dartboard. But thank God, when I turn on the television in my overpriced apartment that overlooks East Hastings Street and all the violence and crime and sirens and screaming and yelling and homelessness that is below me, when I turn on that TV, I can ensure that the government is looking out for me by using gender-neutral language so I don't get triggered in my overpriced one-bedroom, one-bath apartment the size of a fucking closet that I haven't came out of yet. God. All right. I got two things loaded up here. One's pretty funny. We'll touch on it quickly, but then we'll end on, this was pretty good. So at the Junos last night, A woman in Edmonton, Avril Lavigne, told a topless protester at the 52nd Juno Awards in Edmonton at Rogers Place. What the fuck was this person? This doesn't help. Say, Avril Lavigne laying it down. Oh, okay. This person is protesting Greenpeace. Help save the green belt. What is the green belt? Fuck off. What is the green belt? We'll get into this, but I want to know what the green belt is. I tried to... Oh, God, here we go. The green belt is a policy for controlling urban growth. Okay, refers to a ring of countryside where urbanization will be resisted for the foreseeable future, maintaining an area where agriculture, forestry, and... Oh, God, okay. Makes sense. All right. So this chick goes on stage at the Junos. What is it? Hey, first off, I'm going to say this. I'm not against the protesters using tits to promote their... That's the only way anybody gives a shit, you know? Any environmental terrorism, it just like ruins the fucking... okay, these guys are violent. We're like, I'm not getting behind this. But then a lady whips out her titties and to save the green belt. And we're like, oh, nice tits. It's still like, you kind of get the message, right? You kind of get the message, but you're more focused in on the titties. That's how powerful they are. That's how powerful tits are. We will stop what we're doing just to read what's on. If you wrote something on your tits, we'll read it. Hell yeah, we'll read it every single goddamn time. And there's nothing I can do about it. But a woman, okay, get the fuck off. Avril Lavigne shuts down topless protester at the Junos, the video. I believe I can't play that. The Daily Hive reporting this. Lavigne was on stage presenting the next performer when the protester stood behind her with Lavigne saying, get the fuck off, bitch. Well, we'll watch that. Oh, let's go like that.
Pop and pop records. Fused with Javi roots, based in Victoria, BC, his music has gained a worldwide audience with sold-out shows in Canada, the U.S. Get the fuck off. Get the fuck off, bitch. He has sold-out shows.
Wow. What a message. What a powerful message. What a powerful message that will echo across the country. You know, there's conflict in Ukraine. France is protesting like a motherfucker. Banks are crumbling in America. And all we have here is deranged females in Edmonton that just want to promote Greenpeace with their saggy fucking titties on stage. Round of applause for Edmonton. Well done. Nobody gives a fuck about the Junos, first off. You know, the only reason I'm bringing it up, like, idiot. First off, the Junos have to follow the Oscars, okay? That's like me having to follow, let's say, Dave Chappelle at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. For those that don't understand comedy, that would mean I have to go up after and tell my stupid jokes to an audience who just watched fucking Dave Chappelle slaughter. Okay? And then I get up there and be like, hey guys, my dick is weird, isn't it? That's what the Junos are. No one gives a shit. Everybody was, this would made me laugh. Some guys were talking about it last night. Well, The Weeknd didn't show up and accept his award for album of the year or some shit. No shit. He didn't come to Edmonton, Alberta while he's getting his nuts rubbed in Los Angeles by some fucking Instagram thought. He didn't want to pack his bags and come to this frozen fucking tundra to go sit in Rogers Arena or Rogers Place, excuse me, to have Avril Lavigne tell a fucking Greenpeace protester. And like, I'm sure the tits that are in his fucking mansion in Los Angeles are nicer than the ones that were on that fucking stage. And you think that this guy's hopping on a jet to skedaddle up north for a minute? Fuck no. I hate that. Canadians, we're funny. Okay, we are funny. I'll give you that. But the fact that we have this thing like, well, why doesn't he care? Because nobody in the fucking Canadian arts industry gives a shit while you're coming up. It's no different than comedians. No different than comedians. This is what happens, okay? If you don't fit inside the tiny box that the Junos, aka CBC, wants you to be inside so they can promote family-friendly content, right? Unless you exceed the level of fame that they have and you're bigger than them, then they're finally like, oh, this guy's doing incredible things. We should give him an award and have him come back here. And then the Canadians that make it look back and be like, fuck you. Why the fuck would I come back there? You made my life a living hell. Every time I put my album in and just asked for a little bit of fucking help, what did the Canadian government do? What did these Canadian organizations do? Nothing. Nothing. They're like a crackhead brother once you make it. Hey, you want to come back and just give us a little props because we were here too? No. Suck my fucking dick. I don't blame the goddamn Weeknd for... Oops. What did I do there? I kicked the camera. Now we're fucking... There we go. Look at that. All with my foot. I do not blame Canadians. Once they leave, they don't look back. They'll come back for the people, but it's definitely not the industry. The industry does jack shit. That's why everybody, anybody with talent leaves. And they do everything in their fucking power to stay down in the goddamn States. You know, who do you want to be Jan Arden? That fossil going on fucking morning Canadian television?
Well, you see, the problem is there's too much misogyny in the goddamn industry out here.
And it's like, shut the fuck up. Nobody's watching this. Only I am because I find her fascinating. But now she blocked me on Twitter. So I can't even keep up with what garbage she's spewing these days. I should make a fucking burner account just to stay up to speed. But, this is the only thing that went trending from the Junos, just so you know. Other than that, no one fucking cares. All right. You know what time it is. Let's do it. Another episode of Hate Mail. You know, we only got one in the inbox this week. So we'll read it and we'll carry on with our fucking day like we always do. Hate Mail. You want to send your hate mail in? You tired of my bitching on this podcast? You tired of the bitching that's taking place inside your own household? What kind of questions do you got? Send them to me. We'll go off. We'll go off on it. I'll tell you how stupid you are, since your friends don't want to do it. I have no problem doing that, because I need content on this show. It's already not interesting, clearly, because nobody fucking listens to it. You know, we got 2,000, and I appreciate all of you. I better put that out there. I appreciate all of you that will sit here and sit through this horseshit, this nonsense, and give me your time, your ears, the viewers. You know, do I need more? Share this with your friends. Hate mail. UncleHack@DangerCats.tv. Here we go. The only piece of hate mail. Hey, Uncle Hack, maybe instead of bitching about hate mail on your podcast, you should check your inbox. I wrote in last month and never saw it come up. We're all fucking morons. So who gives a shit, though? Keep up the good work. Yeah, dipshit. There it is. Hate mail. Got it in. The lovely work of the Lord giving me a fine piece of hate mail to read on this show for your listening experience. I do ask for one favor. I am currently in the process of some paperwork to possibly further my career, and that's about as far as I can leave that. And I ask kindly, those who are listening on Apple, if you could leave a review and possibly review this podcast. I know, fuck it, I'm asking a lot here. If you're listening on Apple, please leave a review. I don't even care fucking what you do. You know, talk some shit in the comment section. Do whatever you got to do. I do not care. Share this with your friends. We're trying to grow. We're trying to get bigger. I don't want to be one of these people that has to go and host the Junos, you know? Like, that would hurt my soul. Maybe I would do it ironically, just because, and come back and shit all over it. That's exactly what I would do, I think. It's depressing, isn't it? Watching a man beg on a fucking podcast. It's a depressing state that I'm in. A depressive state that I'm in. It's very difficult. It's very hard for me to admit that I need your help right now. This was actually fun. I had fun today. I had fun going off. I haven't went off in a while. I feel like sometimes like emotion is just funny by itself. When somebody's frustrated and you watch them just rant and you're like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, I have that problem is when somebody's like irritated and they're yelling and screaming that my initial response is to laugh at them and, kind of laugh at their misery. You know, it's similar to like before when I would watch comedy, at open mics and stuff, I was very intrigued on what their writing was, how the jokes are formed and whatnot. And now I'm just more so interested in watching people fail. Cause I find it funnier cause I do it too. And you know, and I expect people to laugh at me while I'm failing, but I'm trying my best to make it funny. But it is incredibly fun to watch somebody just fucking bury themselves and then come off and be like, hey, that wasn't so bad, you know? That's what I like. I like watching the process. And now is it fun? It is hilarious watching somebody fall flat on their face. You know, we as humans, we all like watching somebody get injured, right? We all enjoy that. I don't think that there's a single person on this planet that can't tell me that they don't enjoy when somebody gets wrecked. We watch those compilation videos, right? And you have a laugh at it and you go, ooh, you know? So that's the joy of it. Anyways, thanks for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. If you're wanting a little extra, there's another episode on the Patreon waiting for you right now. And just head on over there and fucking tip me a beer. I don't know. That's basically what it is. It'll cost you a beer a month for extra podcasts of this show. And we would appreciate it kindly. Maybe that's the new advertising fucking... Yeah, whatever. See you next week.